What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in with the Producers Corner with Spud Too Tight, man. And I got a hot show for y'all today, man. These two gentlemen I'm about to introduce have produced everybody in the industry, man. We're talking about Fat Joe, The Game, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Mary J. Blige, Christina Milian. The list just goes on and on and on. And these guys are hot, man. I'm telling y'all. Everybody put your hands together for Kool and Dre. Y'all welcome to the Producers Corner.
What's happening, man?
Chillin', man.
Good, bud. What's happening, man?
Oh, man. Just on that grind, man, you know?
Very.
Man, I just want to thank y'all for first coming to my show, man, chopping it up with me, giving me the details of y'all background as y'all production duo, man. You guys are timeless. So I really appreciate that, man, taking the time with me to chop it up, man. We're going to have some fun. Talk some production talk, man.
Talk to me.
So either one of you guys, man, if you can, give me a little background on how you guys formed the clique and bring me up to current and everybody else.
Joe, you want to answer this one?
Yeah, I'll answer it. You know, we got cool in high school, and then after that, we was trying to sing in the group, and that ain't make out, but Cool and I started making music because of that, and, you know, we just been on our grind, you know?
For sure.
So for the past 9 years, it's been on our grind.
Nice, man. So, for everybody that doesn't know, man, who's doing the music and who's doing the lyrics within the crew, man? Because a lot of times, man, you have, like, a duo, somebody's, you know, taking care of the music and the other party probably does a little bit of both and usually does the lyrical content of the project. So, who's doing what in the studio?
Oh, man, we contribute the same, man. You know, we contribute the same. It's a true collaboration, you know?
That's why it's a dangerous duo, Spud, you know what I'm saying? Because, like me and Dre, we get it in, like, we in the studio, you know what I'm saying? You get a double dose, you know what I'm saying? You're getting the drums from both of us, you're getting music from both of us, you're getting lyrics from both of us, and it's like, when the record is done, it's like, damn, I feel like it's a collective, you know, the artist feels like it's a collective effort, and we feel like it's a collective effort. I think throughout the years of us working, we've learned to work with each other and respect each other's creative space, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's been a key element for us.
Definitely. You know, one thing I'm big on, man, and, you know, everyone who's around me knows, I'm really heavy on the music side of production. You know, I think it's real important when you're creating the tracks that it's musical, where a fan like myself, also a musician, can listen to a track, and if I had a band, you know, be able to replicate that into a live form, be able to play your tracks live, is really hot. You know, because if I can't play it, then you're not making music, you're making noise, man. And I found that with your production, everything that you guys do, I can play everything live. You know what I mean? From New York with Fat Joe to The Game, Hater or Love It. I mean, the stuff that I've done live with, man, I was like, man, this stuff is ready. You know, even when you're sampling, you're still keeping it musical. And I think that's very important as producers these days. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. I mean, we definitely try to keep all our shit musical, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
That's been a big part of our production. And you know, from the beginning, me and Dre have always been really heavy on live instruments, whether it was guitars, basses, drums. So, you know, we implement that in all our production. We try at least, you know?
Right. Now, who's covering the keys? Both of you guys, or who's playing guitar?
Yeah. We play keys, and then we got our keyboard player, Eddie Crack Keys. And, you know what I'm saying? On the more elaborate stuff, we bring him in. We got guitar player. We got a band. We got a whole band we call on if we need them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we got a record where we need some live drums, we got a dope drummer that comes in, and we give them kind of the idea of what to do. It's a whole different feel when it's on the drums. You know what I mean?
Right. And like I said, man, go back to that live.
Sometimes we'll have a drummer come in and do just a hi-hat pattern just to give it that groove. You feel me?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, definitely, man. And like I was mentioning, man, that live feel is what's really hot. You know, going back to the Miami sound years ago, back in the early 80s, man, with, you know, Luther Campbell, Luke Skywalker, Two Live Crew. Yeah. You had your Trick Daddies coming out, man. And, you know, everyone had their own sound, but it was kind of just tailored to the Miami sound. But, you know, when Kool and Dre came in the picture, man, I'm looking at you guys' production and listening. It's almost a universal, man. It can go from coast to coast. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like listening to your tracks, listening to your production, you guys kind of really broke that mold and really brought the Miami to a more universal sound, in my opinion. So
we appreciate
hats off to you guys, man.
Appreciate it. But, you know, it's you know, Miami's a melting pot, so the music is really diverse out here. So, you know.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, man, all those elements are there, and it's definitely making noise in the streets, let me tell you. Now, what I want to talk about, man, since you guys are keyboard players and so am I, what synths are you guys rocking on your tracks right now, man? What's some of the older vintage gear? Are you guys into the soft synths, or what are you rocking these days?
I mean, you know, we definitely got some of the older gear. Definitely got some of that stuff laying around. You know, you gotta keep that stuff. You can't get rid of it. But we've been, I'm not going to lie to you, we've damn near switched over to soft synths totally, because everything's there. It sounds exactly the same, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Rhodes and the Wurlitzers and stuff like that, it's all there, you know what I mean? And so it makes your job a whole lot easier when you could be on a plane to LA and load up Logic and you got a whole slew of library of keyboards. You could just load one up and do four or five tracks by the time you land, you know what I'm saying? So the convenience factor of soft synths is just a great element. So we've definitely been doing a little bit of both, but we've been veering a lot more towards the soft synths.
No, I'm a huge advocate for soft synths, man. Like I said, I've been playing since the 80s on a lot of the vintage gear. And like you say, man, the soft synths, sonically, I really can't tell the difference. I got all the Artura stuff from the Mini Moog, to the Juno series, and
all that.
You know, having that experience playing it live on the hardware and converting over to the soft synths, man, I really can't tell the difference.
Nah, man, look, you can't bring no damn old Yamaha synth keyboard or Nord Lead or shit like that into the plane, man. You can't plug it up to anything. You got one lighter plug. You better use that up for your laptop.
Heck yeah.
So, you know, definitely soft synths have been a big key.
And even if you use it, once you go to mix, you can always replace something with the vintage sound.
Yep.
Definitely. Man, you guys mentioned Logic. You guys are Logic users?
Yeah, man, we've been messing with it, man.
So am I, man. I started off, you know, way back in the day from analog, but getting into the DAW, started in Cubase, eventually crossed over to Pro Tools, which is cool. But when I got introduced to Logic, man, it was just my whole center production, I centered around Logic, man. You know, being a Logic user, I'm sure you guys can witness, especially with the soft synths.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just the way you organize your sounds, the template setups. I mean, Logic is something I feel that as a producer, you can really tailor your work habits around and set your templates up the way you work. You know what I mean? It's just organized. I love it, man. I'm an advocate for it.
Well, look, I'm going to be calling you up for some pointers because you look like you got that shit down pat.
Do it, man.
I do. Me and Jay, like, yo, we started, it's funny because we started out, we got this little computer, man. We got this little, it had Mark of the Unicorn. I forgot what the name of the program was, but it was on the little Mac, the little white Mac that was like, only had like 2 gigahertz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was a little slow black and white joint. We started using that, then we got an ASR-10, and then we started sequencing on the ASR-10, got it popping on that, but our drums wasn't really knocking hard, so we was like, yo, we gotta get an MPC. Once we got the MPC, our drums really got to the next, you know, became, you know, a lot stronger and whatnot, and then we started messing with Cubase for a little while.
Right.
Did a bunch of stuff on Cubase, but didn't really like the swing of it too much. We went right back into the MPC, then, you know, we got back and somebody put me on the Logic, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was messing around with it, not heavy, just off and on, and then got Dre on it recently, and it's been, you know, it just makes life a whole lot easier, man, because the swing and the way it sounds is just great, you know what I'm saying? So we love it.
Right, definitely, especially in the quantize section, you know what I mean? Logic, the way you play and the way it comes in is the way it's going to be played out.
Yeah.
I can't say that for all the sequences, you know what I mean? That quantize sounds computerized and doesn't really give me that human feel the way I play it, you know what I mean? So
No, you can't. I mean, look, for us to mess with it, it's serious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Now, one thing I want to kind of talk to you guys about, that artist-producer relationship you build in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys work close with Christina Milian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may sound funny, man, but I kind of, you know, compared you guys to like a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis,
mm-hmm.
as far as production. Christina Milian was like your Janet almost, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
you really honed over the production and really brought her out, my opinion. You know what I mean? So, how adept you guys get into building that relationship, man? Because I know a lot of times, artists these days, you don't even got to be in the studio anymore. The track is there, you come and lay it, bounce is done. I mean, I just don't see a relationship building anymore. Do you guys kind of pursue that, or you just kind of get the tracks in, tracks out?
Oh, no, the people who want to work with us definitely come in and work with us, but, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, in 2009, you don't have to be in the studio at the same time to get the job done, you know, because everyone is really on Pro Tools right now. Everybody's doing what they're doing. But there are artists that we do get in with, like a Game, working with him on the Red album, or a Lil Wayne, working with him on the Rebirth album, or
right.
Gym Class Heroes, or Queen Latifah. You know what I mean? There's some people that you get in the studio with because you want to bounce those ideas off. So
right.
you do it sometimes, and sometimes you don't. But it's always, you know.
And then there's certain artists that you have great chemistry with. You know what I'm saying? Me and Dre make great records with Game, so it's so much better when we're in the studio with them creating and vibing and just wilding out. You know what I'm saying? We make the best records sometimes when we're in there with certain artists.
Right. Now, like I said, I definitely see a chemistry with all of your artists, man. I've never heard a track yet. I'm sure you got them. That, you know, doesn't sound rushed. It really sounds like it's really finished. It's really put together really well as a package.
We work hard. Now we're working with our artist, C-Ride, who's signed to us through Epidemic and through our imprint with Polo Grounds and RCA, J Records, that whole movement. We just dropped his first single featuring T-Pain. It's called Money Round Here. We didn't produce the record. Beats and Hooks did it. But yeah. they gave us a smash record for him, and it's doing really well. So, you know, we're looking forward for everyone to hear what we do with our own artists, because that allows us a lot more input. You know what I mean?
Right.
We definitely come to the table. It's a great 50-50 exchange, you know, with what we do with C-Ride, because he can do it all on his own. But when we get together, it's, you know, we make great music. So we want y'all to look out for that.
Oh, definitely.
Partnership. That relationship, Kool & Dre and C-Ride, is something to really look forward to.
Okay.
You know, running your own record company is a really a major mission. And what Kool and I do is try to balance everything out to where we can have both feet on, you know what I mean, in the water, you know, and balance, to have the good balance. So, you know, we're a production company.
Nice. You know, it's like, I see a lot of guys, man, like you say, you want to cross over to that record label. For me personally, I really want to stick and concentrate on the production then, because it just comes with a lot of headaches when you're running that label business, you know what I mean?
So it is what it is. The people who get the headaches, they appreciate it. They know it is what it is.
Right.
Headaches and everything.
Right. Right. Now, for the recording sessions you guys do, man, what kind of mics and pre's are you running for your vocals, drums, live? What are you guys using these days? Avalon or Manly?
Yeah, we definitely, since we've been using Logic a lot, we've been running guitars and stuff. We've been running the guitars through, like, we got a the Avalon, you know, the Avalon with the mic pre already built in.
Is it the 747?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we got we got a Manly with also built-in mic pre and compressor that we run some certain basses through. And then we run it through our Duet, man. The Duet sounds really good going into Logic. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll go through our Duet and run the stuff from the mic pre's into the Duet, and then run them into Logic. Or we'll just, for vocals, we've been using U47 Neumann for the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
We just started using that mic, that serious mic. And then we got it through Summit Audio Compressor.
Oh yeah.
And we're going through a 1073 Neve, so it's 1073 Neve through the Summit Audio Compressor to the board. And then we got a SSL, you know, we just built our own SSL room. So we got a 4000 G plus that we run it through, and then right into Pro Tools.
Oh, nice. Man, that Apogee Duet. I'm sorry, go ahead.
we got a pretty solid chain on the vocals.
Oh man, that sounds right, man. Like I said, the Apogee duet is a beast.
Oh yeah, shit, it sounds great. Shit.
Man, Manly. Now, like I said, man, I like Solid State Prees, but that
yeah.
two Prees, man, is just no comparison.
Yeah, man. You know, we run it through 1073 Neve, and then run it right. That we tried different things, and on that vintage Summit audio compressor, it just sounded that Neumann just sounded really clean through it. So you know, you're still going through the board, but we just bypassed the dynamics on the board and just want to go right into Pro Tools.
Are you doing EQing on the board, or using outboard gear for the EQs?
Well, when we're doing a mix, we separate everything on the board, and then we use outboard gear and the dynamics on the board as needed, you know?
Right. Having that combination, that DAW and hardware, it's just a killer combination,
definitely.
Man.
Definitely.
You know, for a lot of producers that are coming up in the game, man, I know you guys are still on the grind. You're established, but, you know, you're still on that grind of, you know, track submissions for artists. What's your process of, you know, submitting tracks to do up-and-coming artists or current artists for new albums?
I mean, we're blessed to make music with people we have, you know, outstanding relationship with, you know, musically. So we find ourselves most of the time being consumed doing projects with the people, you know, we know, whether it's a game, whether it's Wayne, whether it's a DJ Khaled, you know what I mean, whether it's a Busta Rhymes, they're always working. So we're blessed to have those relationships. But, you know, we do get calls from new artists to get in the studio and whatnot, and we're always ready to work with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
How it usually happens. So, you know, right now we're focused on, you know, making music with the people, you know, we're known for making music with. And then, you know, we got a movie coming up that we're about to score, so we're going to, you know, take a step further and try to create another career path. So, you know, we always try to keep something on the plate.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely read online somewhere, man. You guys are serving as music supervisors for, I think, Queen Latifah's upcoming movie, Just Right, I think.
Yeah.
Give us a little description in detail how you guys are serving as music supervisors for the soundtrack.
As the music supervisors, you know, you have to license records that fit the scene sometimes. It's not always about just the background music that you score to carry the scenes along, but it's also knowing the right record to license. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you have a music like you have a movie like Superbad, and the reason why that movie was so great is because the music was a whole bunch of 70s old funk.
Heck yeah! The intro,
you know,
man, was like a Earth, Wind & Fire funk, man. Shining
yeah,
star.
So they created the atmosphere for you to kick back. It's a very important job. You know what I mean?
Right.
To create the music, because that provides the feel for the scene, and if you don't do it right, you'll mess up the whole scene. So we're really taking that seriously. As far as music supervisors, we also have someone that's on the set that handles a lot of the things that Cooler and I can't handle because we're here in Miami doing the music. So, you know, we have help on that side.
Are you guys doing any scoring on the soundtrack?
Absolutely.
Nice. And you guys are killing them, man. I'm telling you. Cool and Dre.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, man, you guys are crushing it, man.
Believe that.
Now, for the new producers up and coming, man, what kind of advice would you give somebody, man? As far as shopping, establishing yourself, what avenues do you think they should pursue?
Well, I mean, Cool and I, we made music out of necessity and love, you know? It started out with us trying to create our own music for what we was doing because no one wanted to give us any music. And then as time went along, as we produced, it became, you know, something very important, you know. So
right.
we approached it not as a career. It was just every day, wake up, go to the studio, make music. You know what I mean? And that's what it was. And throughout the years, we've built a name for ourselves for going in the studio and music.
Right.
So, you know, we're thankful for where we at. We're appreciative of everything we've been through, everything that's good, everything that's bad coming up. And, you know, you give thanks. But that's how you have to have it. You gotta have faith, you gotta have patience, and you gotta have the will to deal with a lot of the things that come along with trying to, you know,
right,
make it in this industry.
Oh, definitely, man. And Dre, man, I heard that you were gonna go solo on the album, man. Is that
no, 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 no
Not happening?
No. We good.
Okay.
We good. Producer's corner. We good.
Word up, man.
Appreciate it.
So, up and coming, your C-Ride, new solo album, C-Ride, man. What other guys, artists are you got in the works? Besides the movie scoring, C-Ride, what else is on the plate for Cool?
I mean, like we said before, look out for, you know, the Lil Wayne album. You know, we were blessed to be a part of that. Look out for the Game Red album. We're blessed to be a part of that. Look out for Busta's new album.
Definitely. Queen Latifah's new album. We did the whole album.
Yeah, so look out for that. That drops next week, Tuesday. Yeah. So let us do what we're supposed to do and promote it properly.
Our new
album is called Persona. In stores August 25th. First single that's out right now is, she's got one with Mary J. Blige called People and another record called Fast Car with Kim and Missy. Both crazy, and you know how she gets down.
Oh,
she's going to rip it down. She's gonna, you know, do. She's gonna perform at the highest level because she cares.
Oh man, she's a veteran.
Look out for that,
man. Like, you got that business, and you got that experience in there, man. It's just when you perform, it just comes out like water, man. So you can do this in your sleep. You know what I mean? And you guys are on that path, and you guys are at that level where your production sounds like you're doing this in your sleep. Even though we both know it takes work to put in the studio, man, but the upcoming project that I hear, man, it's just flawless. And you guys are definitely timeless as a production duo, man. I take my hats off to you guys. You guys definitely have some bigger success coming your way.
Thank you very much, man.
Well, I didn't want to keep you guys, man. I just wanted to invite you to my show. I appreciate you guys chopping it up with me, man. You definitely got a space here at the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, man. And if you need assistance with Logic, man, hit me up. I hook everybody up with the templates, man. If you got questions, I can send you a video instruction just to give you a little walkthrough if you need something.
For sure, man.
Thank you very much, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kool & Dre, man. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, brother.
You gotta be easy.
And that's what I'm talking about, man. Big shout outs to Kool & Dre for coming on the show and talking with me, man. That was a lot of love. I appreciate it. You know, it's real cool, man, for everyone listening. You know, all you up and coming producers and production duos, I mean, this was the show for you guys to really listen to. A lot of information they provided to the public. You know, their grind on the way up, you know, what they're currently doing, and just to see a different side of them that you may not have saw before. You know, a lot of times as listeners and fans, you know, only thing we can really relate to and to our artists is through the music. But to hear them one-on-one, to see the behind scenes of what they do in the studio and how they work with their artists and how they're building their studios and what synths they're using, it's real inspiring, man. You know, when you're up and coming and you're on that grind yourself, and you know, a lot of times we don't have a whole lot of information of what everyone's using, and it was just real nice for them to share that information with us, you know, and also to see how hands-on they are in the studio. I mean, they know their equipment, they really know their way around the studio, they know how to work with the artists, you know, and the bottom line is, man, they just have an excellent ear for production and music, really composing and really arranging things the way it should be. You know, I always feel that a good song, all the elements, all the tracks, everything that's within the song fits like a glove. You know, there's nothing that feels out of place when you listen to it. You know, so every song that I listen to that's a hit, you know, it sounds like it should be there. There's nothing that you can't take away, and there's nothing that you should be able to add to it. I mean, it's custom made for what it is, and, you know, they do a tremendous job of that, man, and I can guarantee you they're going to keep giving us hits, man, as years come. So hats off again to Kool & Dre. And to get more information on Kool & Dre, man, they got a really hot MySpace page, man. You got to check it out, and that's www.myspace.com/officialKool & Dre. And hit them up on Twitter also, man, and that's twitter.com/Kool & Dre. And for those of you that would like to contact me for any questions or any discussions that you would like to talk to me about, man, hit me up on my new website. It's the Producer's Corner website with Spud Too Tight, man. And the address there is www.spudtootight.ning, and that's ning.com. and, you know, join in on the discussion. Set up your own music page. You can add your own music, videos, your pictures, and, you know, host your own music site under the Producers Corner website. It's real hot, man. And, you know, in the upcoming weeks, I'll be uploading some video tutorials for Logic Pro, navigation assistance, a couple of walkthroughs, and I'll show some demonstrations of templates, how I load my samples using ESX24. It's a killer unit, man. I swear by Logic, and I'm sticking with it. I'm not converting to nothing else, man. It, you know, does everything I needed to do, and then some. So, you know, I definitely want to share that with everybody who's not using Logic, and also share some tips and tutorials that you may not be using if you're an existing Logic Pro user. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And before I let you go, man, I wanted to share with you a track from Kool & Dre's artist, C-Riot, man. The title of it is called Money Round Here, and it's featuring T-Pain. You know, so I'm just going to let the track play out, man, and tune in next week, man, for some other topics and upcoming interviews, man. So you guys take it easy. Be good. Peace.
We gon' put the recession on hold tonight, homie. Feel me?
K.
C. Right.
Every time I hit the club, everybody know. I pull up in the Chevy with the suicide pose. And how they digging me, cause she know who I are. I take out all this money and slam it on the bar. Like, give me that cup, pour that new food. And I'm not leaving here, so don't turn the lights on. I hit the VIP every time I come through. I'm about to grab shawty and show who I can do.
Magnet. She see them suicides sitting outside. Chevrolet flying, we dodging power lines. Paint wet, see it drip off. And baby, you can kiss it, you don't need lip gloss. She just another tryna ride on C. Like a Feeny was my mother, all eyes on me. Count my money, bitch, you can't add it up. Rob who? Boy, get rat a tat tat tatty up. They wanna hate them, press play, they feel them. And you can call me Young C, murder, I kill them.
Every time I hit the club, everybody know. I pull up in the Chevy with the suicide pose. And how they digging me, cause she know who I are. I take out all this money and slam it on the bar.
She dance like a freak, tryna show me I can hit it. And I ain't gotta speak, she know my money talk. J's on my feet, do that I got money walk. That thing looking south, it gets no better. Strip club junkie, I needs more cheddar. She hit the main stage, you throwing rent money. I call her Red Fox, and you the big dummy. Boy, I get fat, get it dirty, get it clean. My president is black, but I love when he green. Why you looking mean? You hate it when it falls on your head, but them girls, yeah, they sweat. When I see the man that bring,
every time I hit the club, everybody know. I pull up in the Chevy with the suicide pose. And how they digging me, cause she know who I are. I take out all this money and slam it on the bar. Like, give me that cup, pour that new food. And I'm not leaving here, so don't turn the lights on. I hit the VIP every time I come through. I'm about to grab shawty and show what they do.
She said pay for it, I told her that's free. I chase bread, watch your nookie chase me. I'm in love with money, will you marry me? You disappeared last year, why you scaring me? Not tonight, recession on hold. I'm getting so old, I ain't stressing, oh no. Switch up for the West Coast, she phone. She hit it twice like, she won't know.